This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to another hour of What's On Your Mind. Hi, friends. I'm Scott Henn. Todd Mitchell is here, and we welcome your calls at 258-0550 on any and all topics to answer the question, what's on your mind? Might it be this new Inspector General report from the Department of Justice on how former FBI Director James Comey deviated from FBI and Justice Department procedures in handling the probe into Hillary Clinton? Which has obviously done significant damage to the image of the law enforcement agency being impartial, right? The watchdog is what the inspector general is called, is evidently going to say something along those lines, that Comey broke from FBI procedures, although I guess they say he wasn't motivated by political bias. But obviously, who knows what his motivations were? You really don't know that. The question is, did he do it? Did he not do it? Anyway, Bloomberg has broke with a report. The actual IG report is not out yet. And I just heard Fox say they're working to confirm the Bloomberg version. Don't know. They also said there is a new email that's been unearthed from 2016 that confirmed foreign actors obtained access to Hillary Clinton's emails, including one that was secret. So I don't know if that's going to come out in this report out as well or what. Just don't know. But anyway, that's news today, and we're going to, as soon as we have more details, we'll let you know. But sounds like, if Bloomberg has it right, that in fact the IG is going to say James Comey deviated from FBI and Justice Department procedures. He screwed up. Mr. Lily White. Mr. I'm a book on a book tour to tell you how great I am. Yeah, that guy. What else? It's Donald Trump's birthday. I don't think Todd has told us yet. He kind of piggybacked on one of the listeners' suggestions, but I don't think we've got your birthday gift for the president laid on the table here yet. Have you got one, Todd?
What in the world do you get the man who literally has everything other than some more support and representation and stuff, but... So I don't know. I should have an answer, but I don't.
I don't think there's anything, you know.
Makes me a terrible American, I suppose, but there we are.
I don't think it does. It just means you, have so many options to choose from that you haven't selected one. But,
I guess I can't top what's already been put on the table. Sometimes you just look and go, yeah, I'm not going to bother because look.
Here's another one. More MyPillows. Can't ever have enough MyPillows.
That's a good point.
Isn't it nice?
Yeah. Does Lincoln bedroom have MyPillows in it?
I would hope so. My birthday card and thanks to President Trump says another happy 72nd to President Trump, greatest president to ever walk the planet, wishing you a day of fun, relaxation, golf, family, friends, grandchildren, many presents to open, a nice steak dinner with chocolate cake and 2 scoops of ice cream. Respect and gratitude from all of us. Grateful every day you're our great American president, and we the people, all Americans in our great American country. You wear 72 better than anyone I know and outwork all of us combined. Boy, he does that, doesn't he? Man. God bless President Donald J. Trump, and God bless America. Thankful every day. You are our great president in charge. All right. Pamela Fargo, thank you for that. Texter says different topic. That's okay. We like a lot of them here. You don't ever hear anyone bad-mouthing the massive open-pit mine north of Beulah. And that whole area is beautiful. That's understandable. I agree. I always bring it back to the farm. We never look at a farm and go, oh, ugly silo. Oh, look at that big machine shed. Oh, my gosh, they're terrible. You know, they're growing food for the world. We love them. It's fantastic. You know, this idea that beauty is just what you determine it is and nobody else can do that. And look, there's a lot of badlands that are always going to be free of anything. You know, they go through a process. I think it makes sense. If I had enough money, I would buy CNN and give it to President Trump to do whatever he wanted to do with it. Happy Flag Day. That's a good one. Yeah, here you go. I bought CNN. It's yours. There you go. Oh, my gosh. More job openings than people to fill them. It's nice that Jim the Flagpole guy hires immigrants. Maybe we need more immigrants. Well, you know what he said? What I appreciate about that story about the Rwandan that he hired, what did he say, a 6 or 7 year process to become a citizen? And why do you want to come here for opportunity? And it is true, we have more job openings than we have people to fill them. So I don't disagree on immigrants. I think if they come here legally for opportunity, take the time to do it right, be able to provide for their family rather than doing it illegally and putting their family in harm's way, makes absolutely perfect sense. And I think always, always, always it's important for conservatives to make that case. You know, that this isn't about, you don't want somebody here because they're different than us or the color. It's not it at all. It's not it at all. I'll tell you what, the hate harbored in the heart. Well, I don't know if it's harbored in the heart. I'll just tell you, the hate I perceive from people on the left, the vile things they'll say and text and tweet and you know, do, you know, my gosh. I tell you what, I don't ever see that amongst what I would consider to be a conservative. Are there people that don't like people because of the color of their skin? Absolutely. You know, are more of them Republican or Democrat? I don't know. Conservative or liberal? I don't know. But I'm just telling you, if we're talking about do we love one another or not, yeah, that better include somebody that you don't agree with about who is a good president as well, shouldn't it? And Republicans, I just think, look, don't share your views on how you feel about other people. Like Jim did today about the fellow from Rwanda. That's fabulous. Absolutely fabulous. And there's so many great stories. Unbelievable. You know, one of my favorites is during the Operation Iraqi Freedom, I got to know some North Dakota Guard soldiers. They befriended a family over in Iraq. The father, the husband, was murdered because he was helping our soldiers find IEDs. These fellows felt terrible about it. Absolutely terrible. What do? They work to get that family here. In that case, it was obviously an emergency. Grant Wills, Shane Becker, two guys out of many, they're part of that effort. General Mike Haugen helped tirelessly building a Habitat for Humanity home when they came back. All kinds of things. You know, we had them in our, you know, helped get them in an apartment, have them in our homes many times. Just get to know, now watch the kids grow up and graduate from school and, you know, bump into them at the mall. And, you know, I mean, that's wonderful. It's a great story. Earl Pomeroy tells a great story, actually. He was the congressman at the time and helped with the red tape with the State Department and all that. And he took them one day on an excursion shortly after they were here, the kids. I mean, the kids were like, you know, I don't know, I'm trying to remember, 10, 11, 12, all the way down to baby, you know, seven kids. And so he took a bunch of kids one day to Toys R Us, brought them over and, you know, and said, let's pick out a toy for each of you, right? And one of the kids turned to Earl and said, America is beautiful. America is beautiful. I mean, that's just fun. Those are stories that stay with you for the rest of your life. I mean, embrace those stories. That's great. I don't know how I got on that story. I guess it was the texture. More of your answers here. Best birthday present ever. A memo from Mueller and Comey. The investigation is over, and they'll testify against Obama, the kingpin. I bet he'd like that. For the president's birthday, I would take him golfing at the Garrison Golf Course on me. See, there you go. Now, that's an experience he'll never forget. I would give him peace in his heart. He's been under stress from the left since the man announced he was running. God bless him. I don't get the sense, though, that he's different in any way. Do you? I mean, I didn't, you know, I knew Donald Trump. I met Donald Trump before he was president. I didn't follow him real well. Didn't even watch, you know, what was the show called again, Todd, that he was?
The Apprentice?
You're Fired or whatever. Yeah, Apprentice. No, I don't think I watched one episode of it. I saw him. Oh, I did too. One time, the pizza one, I think, with Gary Busey and Sarah Palin. But anyway, very rare. But so I don't think I knew him well. But I don't get the sense Donald Trump is running at a pace now that is different than what he did. He just was building buildings there, and now he's building a better country. I don't think he. But I think it's you know, look, give him peace. I do think this. I would like for the president to care less about what other people think about him, because he is who he is. He's darn good at it. He's doing everything he said he was going to do. Just do it. Just do it. And, you know, when some yahoo comes along and thinks you're evil and awful and terrible and, you know, says things about you that aren't true, you know, shame on them. But why let it, you know, tarnish you? I wouldn't. Now, mainstream media, prime example. Where is my news story from this morning? Anybody see this yesterday? CBS News reports Sarah Sanders is leaving the White House. Big breaking news story. She tweets out later, oh, that's interesting news. I'm at my daughter's kindergarten thing, and I guess CBS says I'm leaving. Funny, they didn't call me. What kind of fake news operation puts out a story and says someone's leaving? Doesn't even call to say, hey, is it true? Is it not true? I mean, you might still run the story. So I happen to like when President Trump fights back in that regard. You know what I mean? And that isn't so much caring what somebody says about you. It just says, I'm going to stand for the truth. But, you know, maybe a little less of some of these punching down, we've called it before. Don't punch down. That'd be one wish. More coming up in your calls. Welcome, 258-0550.
Want to know what's on your mind? So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
So maybe we didn't get a big flood this year. That doesn't mean you don't have water seeping in through those cracks. At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have a solution for every basement problem. Whether you need waterproofing, drain tile, a crack repaired, or help stabilizing that settling foundation, we can help assist you. Your home is your greatest asset. Let Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North help you preserve and protect it. To see how, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Hi, I'm Elise Putlich of Putlich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Putlich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins and Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins and Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free, no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located at 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Pals at Pfeiffer's, a lot of machinery auctions, equipment auctions they're doing right now, getting a good price. In fact, they can quantify this. They'll get you more. They are getting more. In fact, they have quite a bit more themselves in machinery sales this year, and the prices they're getting is the reason why. So they have a lot of the free Midwest land market updates going on right now. Monday in Gettysburg, Eureka, Mobridge, South Dakota. Actually, Mobridge is Tuesday. So those are going on. There is a online-only Lake Lots auction actually coming up on June 20th, next week, Wednesday, for some land in Ramsey County up by Devil's Lake, so you might want to check those out. Big auction coming up in Dewey County, 2,300 acres, South Dakota, obviously, on June 26th. So you get the idea. Check it out at Pifers.com, Lake Home Auction in July, too, by the way. Another one in Devil's Lake. And 120 acres in Burley County. Looks like some commercial lots there. So they always have a big roster of things happening. If you call 877-700-4099, they'll mail you the catalog. Or you can go to Pifers.com and see the entire listing right there. Whether it's land, machinery auctions, real estate, land management, the money they are managing and gaining. For their clients, pretty significant. Do it really well at Pifers. Check them out at Pifers.com. Texture says, I agree. A man who's got it all, I'd suggest a vacation with his wife. Ooh, wait, probably not. Media would twist that one around. Well, they'll twist everything around. So I don't know that you you let that bother you. I'd take President Trump to Freet's Family Food for Neffla soup, kraut and sausage after morning of shooting clay pigeons at the Bismarck Gun Club. I like that. I like that as well. 2580550 with your suggestions, by the way.
This is Mario from Arvella. Got a couple things. One birthday present for President Trump would be a big flush handle to flush all the corruptness and corrupt politicians out of Washington. And second is, today is Flag Day, and I was just passed by a nice, shiny, new SUV with a Mexican flag flying on the windshield. Have a good day. Bye.
All right. Well, I'd hope they'd have an American flag somewhere on Flag Day. I'm completely with you. 258-0550 is the telephone number to call us. What would you give Donald Trump for birthday? Flag Day suggestions, anything on your mind, certainly welcome today. Let's see here. This fellow on our Facebook page, Doug, says impeachment or resignation? Impeachment or a resignation? I don't think those are gift suggestions from a fan. What do you think, Todd? You think that might be maybe. I don't know. Call me.
The kind of person that would put toothpaste on a birthday cake instead of frosting.
Yeah, exactly right. I just clicked on his Facebook page here, and he had a meme up about Paul Ryan, and he calls him a piece of starts with an S, ends with a T. Did it help you out at all?
Excrement?
Yeah, so when we're putting that stuff on our Facebook page, we might be a little on the edgy side. We better all hope Doug Kukurik, does some lawn work or something today to chill just a little bit. But no, anyway, no, all the questions and suggestions, welcome on the program. Here's another, by the way.
I've got a good joke for you. This guy died. Well, the devil meets him at the gate, and they walk down this long hall where they come to this huge room, and there were clocks on the walls and on the ceiling. And the guy says, what does these clocks mean? He says, everyone on earth has a clock, and when they lie, the hands go around once. So he looks and he looks and he says, well, hey, where's the mainstream media's clock? And the devil smiled and said, oh, I've got that one in my office. I use it for a fan. Have a nice day. Bye-bye.
Yeah, we love a little humor every now and then. A little humor. That's perfect. Todd's getting texts about having a cow cuddle. You're gonna be cow cuddling? Could you tell us where?
Well, I had the story on that. There's somebody doing it, and I believe it was upstate New York, if I remember right. A 90-minute cow cuddling session, $300. And I thought, what a good revenue stream for North Dakota farmers and ranchers.
Right,
exactly. Got some cows out there. Let's monetize here.
Yeah.
Just standing there doing nothing anyway. Let's get them monetized.
I think that makes perfect sense. Yeah. Yeah, exactly right. Love to do it.
Ironically, I have some Daryl Lees who doesn't want us touching his pigs, I guess.
He wants us cuddling the cows, not the little pigs. I think he's in Botno with the racing pigs here very soon. So the season is underway, ladies and gentlemen. I love it.
Now you know it's summer, right?
Texter says there was a time in this country when people felt blessed to have work at all. There was. There absolutely was. And I do agree. It's different now. So much so, we're talking about earlier, we were chatting with Senator Hoeven about a battle in the farm bill because the Democrats want to exempt people from work starting at age 49, despite the fact there are already waivers for people that can't work for, you know, understandable reasons, disabled or ill or whatever.
Yeah.
That's the response to that. Do we know if Congressman Cramer is supporting either of these amnesty bills that the GOP is pushing for votes on next week? I guess GOP wants to lose control of the House if it votes yes. More chain migration included. We'll talk to Congressman Cramer about that next week. I believe he said he'd vote for either of those two. And the amnesty you're talking about is the DACA thing of 1.3 or 1.4. I think the trade-off there, you know, again, the votes are not there to pass. So would you do that if you didn't have to? Probably not. But I think everybody agrees, okay, you know, there's some fix necessary on DACA. But it comes with $25 billion for the wall. So that's the big thing. Right now, it doesn't sound like they have votes for either plan. So that's interesting. Texter says, tell those liberal New Yorkers I've got some mama cows they could cuddle during calving next spring. They're real nice. Well, there you go. And I'd charge them, too. I wouldn't just let them hug your cows for free. I mean, I'd you know, for sure. Flag Day is a good day to ask this question, says another listener. Why does the U.S. government have the gold fringe on the flag? There's a conspiracy theory out there, but I'll leave that to the listeners to find it. Huh. Admiralty law would be a good place to start. All right. This texter says, the man has to eat, referring to President Trump. I'd buy a six-pack and a pound from Taco John's and share it with him for his birthday. Whoa, wow. Very nice. Yeah. Half a homegrown North Dakota beef, says another. And somebody wanted to weigh in that the mine that somebody referenced in comparison to, for instance, the Badlands and the refinery, the mine is reclaimed because there is the open mouth, but it is reclaimed. That's true. That is true. That would make that different. It's a very good point. Scott, if I could give Donald Trump a gift for his birthday, I'd arrange for him and his family to have a month of totally non-Trump bashing. And also for his family and the media who violates this huge fines to donate to charity. That's what I would do. Oh, interesting. If they screw up, if they do it, then they have to give to charity. I like that. I like that a lot. You're thinking very creatively today. Again, mine is related to how about just basic, simple journalism returning? You know, that would take care of everything. I don't think the media needs to fawn over President Trump. I don't think they ought to. I just straight up call it fair. And by the way, sources, name them unless it's some extraordinary circumstance. Right? And you'd fix a lot right there. You absolutely would. All right. Question about motorcycle safety when we come back. Don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Hi, I'm Mark Wagner from India Estate Services, and I have been blown away by your response for my ads. So I have a brand new offer for the next 10 callers, and we'll make sure you keep your family farmland in the family, protected against the in-laws, outlaws, and nursing homes, and keeping your assets preserved against probate court and public record. I help families in North Dakota, South Dakota, and Minnesota protect, preserve, and pass on your estate, making a difficult transition easy. When that time comes, we'll make sure that we leave your assets to your loved ones on your terms and that you don't leave behind family fighting and hurt feelings. I have a special discount if you're one of my next 10 callers from this ad. Call or text me. That's Mark at 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908. Thank you.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Developments in the case of a Penn State fraternity hazing that left a freshman dead.
This is a good start, and hopefully it will show others that it's okay to step up and take responsibility for the things that they did wrong.
That's Jim Piazza, the father of the freshman Timothy Piazza, who died after a night of drinking and falling downstairs at a party, then left to die on a sofa in the frat house. Now, after 26 frat members are charged, one defendant has agreed to enter a guilty plea. His lawyer explaining,
to acknowledge and accept his responsibility.
That lawyer for 21-year-old Ryan Burke and Piazza speaking on NBC's Today Show. Burke will be sentenced on July 31st. The president's to meet with advisors today to consider imposing tariffs on Chinese imports, China urging the U.S. to reconsider and settle any disputes with talks. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Plains Apache, your friend, right now. That's right, they are. And you know, when you buy anything, really, you want to do it with somebody who really knows the game, right? In other words, they're just pointing to a box going, yep, there you go, you got one of those, you're on your way. That's what I love about the folks at High Plains Apache. They know spraying better than anybody. They live it, they breathe it, they sleep it. It's just their game. It's just what they do. And when you spray as much as you do, you get support from guys who know spray application, everything goes better. Because nobody knows it like the guys at High Plains Apache. And one of the things I don't talk about enough, but besides the best sprayer money can buy, best resale value, less breakdown time, that great mechanical drive, the light footprint, I could go on and on, is the ET Ag Center they have there where they have all the parts, 50,000 parts. So if you need a tip, a part, a service, just that one, just that kind, they have a full line of new and used spray application and precision farming equipment, too. Including, as I say, the crown jewel, the Apache self-propelled sprayer. All the way down to a nut and a bolt and a, you know, a little washer that you need. High Plains Apache. Mandan across from the new Culver's. Also in Frontier, which is south of Fargo, exit 60 off I-29. You tell them that Scott and Todd sent you. So we're going to talk a little bit about motorcycles today for a couple of minutes here in just a moment. So stay tuned for that. Question I want you to ponder a little bit. I'm going to ask our guests this. It's Ride Your Bike to Work Day coming up, so that's what we're going to talk about. We're also going to talk about just some safety tips. I was mentioning this earlier. As someone that doesn't drive a motorcycle, not a motorcycle enthusiast, I tend to be, I'll use the word annoyed sometimes, as one of the bad actors on motorcycles. But I often think about it from the person perspective actually on the motorcycle, because there's probably more bad actors behind the wheel of a car and the danger that puts them in. So how can we just better share the road? You know what I mean? I had somebody last night just, you know, daughter's out doing driver's ed and driving with her and blows through an intersection, buzzes by us doing ridiculous speeds, and you just want to go, are you kidding me? You know, but I'm not here to say that's all motorcyclists. I know that. But anyway, hang on a sec. We'll get to that in a moment here. Dave has another present suggestion for present. Hey, Dave, how are you?
Doing good. Beautiful morning. Good job for President Trump, the supermajority of the Senate.
I can barely hear you. Just go a little closer to the microphone there, Dave. I got the beautiful morning part, but I didn't hear what you said about President Trump.
I say we'd offer him a supermajority in the Senate to help him get some things done.
Well, there you go. Can you imagine? You think about that.
Possibilities.
Yeah.
You bet.
Yes, a veto-proof majority in the Senate. Oh, my gosh. Would that be something? Well, nobody called the last one, so we'll see. You know, everybody's writing off these midterms. Very, you know, very interesting. They did that, and there was a time when the generic ballot, you know, between a Republican and a Democrat, not, you know, I got to vote for Kevin Cramer, you're going to vote for, you know, Kelly Armstrong, the House candidate, or Max Schneider, but rather, would you vote for the Republican or the Democrat? It was like 16 points favoring Republicans. And the swamps and meltdown. Oh, they're going to lose the House. It's going away. Oh, it's terrible. It's awful. It's going to be a blue wave, blue wave. And it's now plus two or three Republican. Then we're in June. You know, I mean, you just shouldn't say stuff like that in March or in June, I don't think. But your presence is a good one. Dave, I'm sure he would appreciate it. He'd get probably an invite to the White House to stay in the Lincoln bedroom. Thanks for the call.
You're welcome.
You're welcome, others, at 258-0550. All right. So let's talk a little bit about motorcycle safety, and let's talk about Ride Your Motorcycle to Work Day, June 18th. Our next guest is a certified rider coach trainer for the Motorcycle Safety Foundation for 15 years, taught over 500 classes of the basic riding course for the North Dakota Motorcycle Safety Program. If you have a question or comment for him, call us, 258-0550, 800-228-0550. He is the executive director of Abate of North Dakota. Lonnie, how are you?
I'm great. Good morning.
Tell me what ABATE stands for.
American Bikers Aiming Toward Education.
How about that? That's what you're here to do, to aim towards education today, huh?
That's correct. We want to get people aware of us out there and also train motorcycle riders to ride a little safer and a little more cautious, too.
So as someone that wants motorcycle riders to be safe, what's your biggest message to them? What's the biggest problem point, if you will?
For the motorcycle riders themselves?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what? We need to obey the laws just like everybody else. We need to slow down. We need to watch out for the other drivers because, you know, we're a small target out on the streets and people don't really see us that well. So we just have to be aware that it's hard to see us and we need to just drive in an appropriate lane so people can pick us up.
What is your best, just off-the-cuff guess as to the percentage of motorcycle drivers that do just exactly everything you said there versus kind of the bad apples that give motorcycle riders a bad name sometimes?
You know, it's hard to guess that, but, you know, there's bad apples in every group, like you said earlier, car drivers, truck drivers, motorcycle riders. We all have bad habits that we pick up, and if you watch in the springtime, you know, we need to be a little more cautious on motorcycles. First time out in the year, people don't look for us, that's for sure. And then, of course, we get on these motorcycles. Motorcycles have a lot of power. Some people have a tendency to just get on it a little too hard, too soon.
What advice would you most like motorists to know, just that, you know, that are not motorcycle enthusiasts, don't go there, but obviously know we're sharing the road? What is the biggest problem area worry point for you about what we do as motorists?
Oh, you know what? It is still back to the same thing, to look twice. Be cautious around us. We have the right to be on that road just the same as a car driver. So don't infringe on our spaces. Back off, because normally a motorcycle can stop a lot quicker than a car can. So don't be riding right on their back tire. Also, look twice at an intersection and just be cautious. Like I said, we're a small object out there.
What's the biggest thing, the thing that happens the most that is, you know, it sort of, as you're on the bike, takes your breath away, that you see more often than you like?
Absolutely. Cars taking left-hand turns in front of us. Absolutely. Because, again, they don't really see us. The left-hand turn comes up on us really quick. People just pull out because they think their path is clear, and it just can be a problem for us.
So you constantly need to be vigilant to be watching for that.
Constantly always be searching ahead, watching out for other traffic, other riders. Beware of what's going on around you all the time. Road conditions can be an issue. Of course, we're in construction season, so there's always, you know, grooves in the road, potholes in the road, those wonderful orange cones that can cause issues too.
June 18th is Ride Your Motorcycle to Work Day. How did this come about?
You know, Ride to Work Today has been started, I believe it started in Minnesota many years ago. I think it was in the mid-90s. But since 2008, it's been a national day where the third Monday in June is when it's held. And what the objection is, or object is to have happen, is get people aware of us out there, and also show that motorcycling is a good motivation to get you to work, to easier to park, better on fuel, all the way around. It's a nice way to ride. Of course, there's issues with weather that we have to contend with when we ride to work too, but you know, once you dress appropriately, should be good to go.
Monday, ride your bike to work day. Well, your motorcycle. Yeah,
that's good.
You can ride your bike too, but yes. it'll take you longer to get there.
Depends on how far.
Lonnie, anything else you want to tell us?
Not really. You know, I'm open for any questions you may have.
Well, I just think what I learned today is, you know, just to again be reminded, and I think we all know this, but this time of year you're going to see more motorcycles. Just be a little careful, you know. Just be a little careful, be looking over the shoulder a little bit, and especially watch those left-hand turns. Maybe give it a double look to say, is there anybody there? Is there anybody there? I mean, I'm really amazed at the amount of people that back up that don't look.
Yeah,
there's less to see with a motorcycle. So
yeah,
hopefully that planted a good little seed for everybody today, and they're going to know it well. Lonnie, appreciate your time today on the program, and best of luck to you.
Very much. Thank you. Have a great day.
You bet. Take care. Mike in Williston, let's get you in here. What's on your mind?
Good morning. For Donald Trump, I would have Chuck Schumer sing Happy Birthday, Mr. President, to President Trump in front of a joint session of Congress.
I'm sorry, who would do that? Who would do the singing?
Chuck Schumer.
Oh, Chucky Schumer. Oh, yeah, kind of just like Marilyn Monroe style, too, probably, huh?
Absolutely. He can wear the dress and heels. Hey, great show today. You guys have a fantastic day.
All right, we're having some fun. Anything goes. Let's talk a little weather here, Todd. We've got, it looks like, you know, statewide and beyond. I'm looking at the Grand Forks National Weather Service, and I'm guessing you're looking at Bismarck, but they're saying initially clusters of severe storms move into eastern North Dakota this evening. Storms merge into a line as they enter the Red River Valley and Minnesota late this evening and overnight. Early threats include hail up to 2 inches, possibly larger, gusts to 75 miles an hour, a few tornadoes. Later threats include gusts to 75 miles an hour and half, unknown, with just 1 inch hail. Hail to 1 inch. So that's a sort of wake-you-up point. You know, I mean, again, these things are the kind of deal where they give you a situation report from the Weather Service, and does it mean it's going to happen exactly? No, but there'll be some activity, no question about that. How about out west, Todd?
Yeah, it's the same kind of thing. We're dealing with, you know, some severe thunderstorm. The most likelihood getting, you know, later into tonight, early tomorrow morning, depending on where you are in central and western North Dakota. After that, it does get a little calmer for tomorrow, for tomorrow. And then over the weekend, off and on, chance of rain, but nothing severe likely then. But tonight, though, got to get past tonight.
All right, there you go, folks, a little bit of a weather update. There's one piece of news you're going to hear a little bit about today. So with the New York Attorney General, so the state attorney general is suing the Trump Foundation for what it says is years of abuses or something along that line. So anyway, obviously pretty political. Got a Democratic attorney general in New York. But you'll hear about that over and over and over and over again today. I assure you. Here's another present for the president.
Scott, this is Mario from Arvella. Got a couple things. One birthday present for President Trump would be a big flush handle to flush all the corruptness and corrupt politicians out of Washington. And second is, today is Flag Day, and I was just passed by a nice, shiny, new
flag. I hope it's a big, shiny, new flag. Lost our connection there. I think I'm having a deja vu, Todd, too. Are you having a deja vu? More coming up on What's On Your Mind after this.
A program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
This life full of moments, big moments, small moments, and life's in-between moments. It's about missing out on nothing and celebrating everything. It's how we at First International Bank and Trust live first and have been for over 100 years. We help dreams come true, one customer, one moment at a time. First International Bank and Trust, Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
We're back with Vince Webker from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2, Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, Minot, now in Devil's Lake 2. I'm looking at a new model of hot spring. Vince, tell me about this.
Yeah, it's our new line of hot spring limelight hot tubs, and there's five in all. And it's really a unique hot tub. And we know that when you come in, you see it, you're going to think, wow, that is pretty cool. But beyond cool and looking great, and it looks like unlike any other hot tub you would ever seen, but it's also, again, back to the hot spring message, better water, better massage, better energy, like with our Ace saltwater system, which gives you basically a chemical-free way of owning a hot tub, and it feels great, so you're going to use the hot tub more. But yeah, it's the limelights we're very excited about. There's five models, and they're really at that competitive price point as well, so we're excited about it.
Hassle-free experience, which is why you have the best ownership experience in the business, because you do this well, and you also do concierge service. Well, you do everything, come to the house, right?
That's right, valet service. So if you don't want to lift a finger but just be better by sitting in your hot tub, you have that option too.
All right, folks, and great financing available literally for a cup of coffee a week. You're owning a hot tub. You can't beat a deal like that. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, Minot, now in Devil's Lake too. Tell them Scott sent you, save up to $2,000 with the ACE promo code at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Thanks, Vince.
Every day made better. Thank you, Scott.
Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Bismarck, Fargo, Grand Forks, Minot, and now Devil's Lake, too.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to theultimateknife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own, and only available at theultimateknife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at theultimateknife.com.
Live before the top of the hour, brought to you in part by our friends at the Secure Energy Future Coalition. That's right, Secure Energy Future Coalition. Now, when you hear that, what do you think? I hope you think. I like the idea that when I turn on the light switch, it works. And I want to make sure it continues to do that way, which is why I support clean, beautiful coal, affordable, reliable electricity that comes from the resource we have in abundance right here in the great state of North Dakota, as an example. And you can take action, tell your elected officials to support important legislation. You can get some Secure Energy News. You can find the latest video. They've got it all at SecureEnergyFuture.org. Find out about how do you think you power an electric vehicle? This is what I love about the environmentalists, right? Oh, we need electric vehicles. Well, they need power. Yeah. So hey, we have to plug those in. You generate the power. You keep trying. You keep trying, ladies and gentlemen. All right, couple minutes left. What else? What have I forgotten today? What haven't we covered? My gosh, we got a boatload of news. We got a little, we think, some information on the IG report on the Clinton email investigation at the FBI. Right? We got that. We've got Flag Day. We've got President Trump's birthday. Lots of great suggestions there. We have Senator Hovind on talking about the farm bill, talking about trade. Oh, here's a question on trade, speaking of our conversation with Senator Hovind.
See, just so you guys understand, beans are down a buck and a half, wheat's down a buck, cattle are burning, interest rates going up. Where is ag supposed to go? He better study tariffs a little more before he gets carried away. Smoot Hawley, look it up and study it just a little bit. Thank you.
All right. Thanks for the call. First of all, I hope for some optimism in your future on many fronts. We'd all like to see prices higher. Senator Hovind, I did ask him specifically about NAFTA, and he was at a meeting, I think he said, last week at the White House with everybody, vice president, president, cabinet members, all of them, talking specifically about the tariffs. He said the current deal on the table is better than we have right now on NAFTA, for instance. And I said, just give me his strategy, you know, altogether on tariffs and where he's going here. And he's talking about how agriculture is driving this, which is good, because for our caller, I don't want to go back to Smoot Hawley, which would be 1930, Tariff Act. But if you research so the Dorgan Conrad years when they jump up and down about great trade deals, and then agriculture would get jammed in every little nuanced, a side deal here and that provision there, and we have this, and every time. And what's the president doing? He's talking about more products for our farmers. He said the other day out loud, hey, we're going to get to a point where China will take everything we can grow. Don't you like that? So I think here's my counsel to you. You think whatever you think. You want to be negative. You want to think this is terrible. You want to think the sky is falling. You want to think this is 1930 all over again and the Depression, for crying out loud. I would just say, give it some time. Give it some time and see what comes out of this. Just, give it. John Hovind told us, he's in the room last week, better deal right now, and they're holding out for a better deal. And part of that is on these tariffs, getting reciprocity, getting it so it's, all right, what's your price? That's our price, fine. Okay, there you go. Because right now, the tariffs are much higher on us than they are on them. You like that deal as a farmer? That's what I'd research. Todd has just found a post here that Will Gardner put up. Will was the candidate for Secretary of State at one point and withdrew from that race because of some past legal troubles related to improper conduct on the campus of NDSU 9 years ago or whatever the number was. Here's what he says in his post here. Last night I submitted my withdrawal from the race for Secretary of State. I'm enormously grateful for the countless calls from community leaders, friends, family, and many others asking me to stay in the race. I'm also grateful for the tens of thousands of votes from people across the state. My wife and oldest daughter were my biggest proponents in trying to convince me to stay in this race. I'm enormously blessed as a husband and father to have such strong family support. Even more, their forgiveness for my mistakes, and especially my wife's unconditional love that has surrounded me during even some of the most challenging times of our marriage, is a grace, blessing, and great unmerited gift. However, I can't expect the same thing from my party. Forgiveness can't be forced, only requested. I believe my leadership would have been a great asset to the office of the Secretary of State. However, I exit this race only because I know that Secretary Jagger will defend the most important aspect of our office, our voter ID laws, which are under enormous attack. I'm again sorry to those whom my past actions have hurt. I have since turned my life around to become a better person. I look forward to many great things I can continue to do using the gifts God has given to me, signed Will Gardner. Very well done. And I would hope the snarky crowd, and by the way, there are snarky Republicans and snarky Democrats. This is not a bipartisan thing, partisan thing, pointing fingers at one or another, can say, look, there is someone who erred. There is someone who paid a penalty to the law, and now the public shame that's come with this, in addition to his family and his employer and everybody else, obviously was previously aware, who's saying, I've turned my life around. I'm a better person now. I messed up. And I'm amazed that his wife and daughter wanted him to run, mostly because I thought I wouldn't want to have this continually brought up if not for him, for his family. But obviously they wanted him to do that. But the Republican Party's ticked at Will Gardner in a big way because they didn't know about this. And I think everybody can share some of that blame. So I don't know that they ought to be ticked only at him. It is what it is. It's done with now. It's time to move on. And he probably made the right decision by saying, let's just let this continue to go rather than brought up for the sake of his family, for sure. God bless you, folks. We'll see you tomorrow on What's on Your Mind. You've heard us say, Watford City, it's not the same. It's better. Well, now it's time to see it for yourself with a great deal. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennon from the What's on Your Mind program. I'd love to invite you to Watford City and see this for yourself. So much to see, so much to do, and great places to stay, like the Roosevelt Inn & Suites, the Watford, Little Missouri Inn & Suites, Tenney's Presidential Suites, and Mainstay Suites. I've stayed all over the country, and there is no finer accommodations, pound for pound, person for person, than Watford City, North Dakota. Just use the promo code BESTOFTHEWEST, and you'll get a 10% savings. Plus, they'll give you an exclusive coupon book, good for all kinds of goodies and great discounts, including a free pass to the all-new Rough Rider Center and that great water park. Watford City, North Dakota. It's not the same. It's better. Ask for the Best of the West deal in Watford City and get 10% off. Promo code BESTOFTHEWEST for a great stay. And we'll see you in Watford City.
ProPure Gravity Water Filters. Most tested, most trusted. The Pro 1 G2.0 filter by ProPure fits most gravity systems and is so easy to set up and use. No priming required. Independent lab tested to NSF standards. Removes up to 200 plus contaminants with Pro 1 G2.0 full spectrum filter technology. ProPure Water Filters. When you don't know what's in your water, start enjoying great tasting water today. Visit an authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.